أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون. Respected elders and dear brothers, mothers and honorable sisters, in our lesson last night, we concluded the second part of Surah Yasin, or the second section of Surah Yasin, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cited for us an example from history. And we spoke of Ashab al-Qarya, the people of Antakya, and the events that transpired in that region, and ultimately the manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with them. Now, let me take you back to what we mentioned right in the beginning of Surah Yasin, when we were discussing the different barriers that Allah placed in front of the mushrikeen, behind the mushrikeen. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدَّا. Can anyone remember what we discussed over there, the barriers, and what they signify, and what was Allah blocking out? When Allah put a barrier, of course, it's a figurative expression. We discussed over there that Allah has provided us with three avenues to arrive at the truth. Correct? What are those three avenues? The first avenue, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّا. By placing a barrier before them, Allah blocked off that one avenue. And what was that? The creation, the world in front of you. The creation of Allah. The creation of Allah is one avenue through which you can arrive at the truth, by studying the creation. Mimbaini, because the creation is before you, from the time you wake up in the morning till the time you go to bed. Everything you see is an ayah, it is an alama, it is a sign that directs you to Allah. That was the first avenue. The second avenue? History. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدَّا. History. And that's what we have been discussing with regards to Ashab al-Qarya, that if you want to arrive at the truth, perhaps you cannot arrive to the truth by studying the creation of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us with another avenue through which we may arrive at the truth. And what is that? Study the past. Study to what happened to Antakya and the people of Antakya, Ashab al-Qarya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over the past few days, we have discussed that avenue extensively, the avenue of history. And the third avenue was revelation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the third avenue that Allah has provided for us, for you and I to arrive, and for every human being to arrive at the truth, the divine revelation, and that comes from above. Now, in the next few ayat, ayah number 33, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing our attention to that first avenue that Allah has provided us with in order to arrive at the truth, and that is the creation of Allah, the world before your eyes. That's why Allah commences this third section of Surah Yasin. Allah says, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ الْأَرْضِ. Ayah, what does ayah mean? Ayah means a sign. A sign for them. وَآيَةٌ, and a sign, لَهُمْ, for them. What is a sign for them? To arrive at the truth, to understand and realize that there is a supreme maker and creator, Allah the Almighty. Allah says, الْأَرْضُ, the earth. The world before them, the earth, the land on which they walk, the land on which they live, the land from which they derive benefit, the land from which they receive produce and fruits. Al-ard, the earth, the land, is an ayah for them. Which land, Allah says? Al-ard al-maytah. What does al-maytah mean? Al-maytah, the dead land. Land which has no life. Al-ard al-maytah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the dead land is a sign for them. Now, what relation does this ayah have with the previous ayah? Let's go to the previous ayah, the ayah that we studied last night. How did Allah end the discussion? The second section of Surah Yasin, Allah ended it with, "Wa in kullun lamma jami'un ladayna muhdarun." Although those nations that we have destroyed in the past, they can never come back to you, O Quraysh. They can never come back to you, but on the day of Qiyamah, they will all be resurrected and they will all be presented in the court of Allah. Now, when they heard this, the Quraysh, when they heard this, and the deniers and the rejecters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first thing that came to their minds was, how is that going to be possible? Resurrection. One of the fundamental aspects that they had denied and rejected was what? Al-Hashr ba'd al-Mawt. Resurrection after death. They denied it. They did not believe in it. So when Allah informs them that all of you, the past nations, the previous nations, the nations to come in the future, they will all be resurrected and brought before Allah, they want to understand this. So what does Allah say? Ayah lahum. If you want to understand that, you want to understand the resurrection, you want to know how it's going to happen, Allah says, a sign for you is study the dead land. Subhanallah. How amazing. Allah answers that objection that comes to their mind. Wa ayatul lahumul ard al-maytah. Now Allah explains to us what Allah does with the dead land. Allah says, ahyaynaha ahyayna. What is ahyayna? When we wake up in the morning, what do we say? Alhamdulillahi alladhi. All praise and thanks are for Allah, alladhi ahyana, the one who has given us life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, study a dead piece of land. Ahyaynaha, we give it life. Ha, referring to the land. Ahyaynaha, after giving it life and reviving it and enlivening that land, Allah says, wa akhrajna minha habba, akhrajna. Akhrajna means to draw out, to take out from the dead land, Allah says, and then we brought forth, after we gave it life, we brought forth from it what? Habban. What is hab? Hab is seeds, grain. Different seeds, different grain. We have allowed this to come out from the dead land. فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ. And so from it do they eat. Look at the dead land, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. There was no hope of anything being produced from the dead land. But Allah gave it life. Not Allah only did Allah give it life. Allah allowed the dead land to produce and to bring forth grain and seeds. And they are all eating of what the earth has produced and what the earth has brought forth. We learn something from this. That every time we eat something that is produced from the earth, that should remind us of our resurrection. Subhanallah. Every time you eat something, you had a plate of salad, or you had something and the seed got stuck in your teeth. That seed that gets stuck in your teeth, Allah says, let it remind you of how you are going to be resurrected. When you have a fruit, that fruit should remind you of your resurrection. Why? Because that fruit was produced from a land that was once dead. Allah revived that land. That land produced a tree, and that tree produced a fruit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will die, you will be dead. Allah will resurrect you and give you life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they eat of whatever the land has produced. فَمِنْهُ of what it has produced, يَأْكُلُونَ, do they eat. وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا, and we have placed فِيهَا on the land or in the land, the dead land, after reviving it and giving it life, Allah says we have placed on it jannat, jannat, gardens, orchards. Min nakhil, what type of orchards? Allah names an-nakhil. What's nakhil? Date palms. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says orchards and gardens of date palms. Wa a'nab, a'nab and grapes. We have allowed the land to produce these date palms. That land we have allowed it to produce grapes. وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we caused springs to gush forth. فَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا الْعُيُونَ Al-Uyun is the plural of Ayn. In Ayn, Ayn, there are two. We use Ayn for the eye, which we see in Arabic, that is called Aynun. And also a spring that gushes forth from the ground, it is also called Al-Ayn. And the plural is Al-Uyun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَجَّرْنَا We cause to gush forth fiha from that land or in that land. What do we cause to gush forth? مِنَ الْعُيُونَ Springs, water from a dead land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have allowed water to gush forth. We have allowed gardens to grow on the dead land, not ordinary orchards and gardens, but gardens of date palms, nakhil, wa'anab, and gardens of grapes. Allah says, لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِي So that they may eat fruits thereof. Subhanallah. So that they may eat of those fruits. Again, Allah is drawing our attention to that avenue that He has provided for us to arrive at the truth. Allah is telling us that these things that we take for granted, what we had for supper this evening, Allah is telling us that supper that you had this evening, or the supper that you plan on having the next day, or the meal that you have had and you forgot about, the taste has even left your mouth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that meal is a sign to take you to Allah. And that's why when it comes to our food, Allah reminds us, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ Allah tells us about our food. Allah says, insan or human being, study the food that you eat. Don't just eat it and that's it. Study the food. When you have a plate of food before you, a plate of rice, I know maybe most of us had dal and rice today. But that rice, Allah says, don't just eat it up and gobble it down, but think about that rice. Think, فَلْيَنْظُرْ Yanzur means, carefully study the ta'am, the food that you have in front of you. Where was that rice? Who was responsible for sowing the seed? Who was responsible for irrigating it? Who was responsible for harvesting it? Who was responsible for packing it? Who was responsible for shipping it from a different part of the world? Who was responsible for packing it? Who was responsible for purchasing it? That grain of rice that you had, had your name written on it. Allahu Akbar. And all the way it has come up, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانِ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ Allah says, don't just eat the food and forget about the food. Study the food. Contemplate over the food. Ponder over the food. There's an ayah, there's a sign for you in this food that you have. And whatever the earth produces, there's a sign for you in that. Of everything that you eat. لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so that they may eat fruits thereof. وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ It was not made by their hands. وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ Aidi, you have Aidi there. Aidi is the plural of yad. Yadun, we know, means a hand. The plural of yadun is Aidi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ It was not made by their hands. Now, if you look at عَمِلَتْهُ, you have a who at the end, right? Who? Who is a personal pronoun? In English, we have personal pronouns as well. What is a personal pronoun? A personal pronoun refers to the first person, the second person, or the third person, and it refers to something earlier mentioned. To give an example in English, we say Zaid went to the masjid and he is returning. He is a personal pronoun. Who does it refer to? It refers to Zaid. So a personal pronoun refers to someone or something earlier mentioned. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا عَمِلَتْ هُ أَيْدِيهِمْ, their hands did not make it. It was not made by their hands. Now who, it, is referring to what? What was earlier mentioned? What was mentioned earlier? Nakhil? Date palm trees? Could it be referring to Nakhil? Is it referring to A'nab? Grapes? What is it referring to? Is it referring to Uyun? Uyun, springs. It's who? Who is one? Referring to one. One thing that was earlier mentioned. Ma amilat hu aydihim. There's a debate, academic debate amongst the scholars with regard to who. Subhanallah, one letter. And there's a discussion over it. Who is who referring to? Some mufassirin says that who is referring to the water. The water. See the uyun? The springs? Those springs produce water. The who is referring to the water that is produced by the springs. وَمَا عَمِلَتُ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ. You know why? Why specifically? Why do they say why specifically the water? Because look, a human being can claim that as far as the date palms are concerned, the date palm trees are concerned, right? I did play a role. I planted the seed and I irrigated it. So I did play some role. I had a hand in it. Allah says, you did not have a hand in it. When it comes to the grapes as well, He could say that, well, I cultivated the land, I fertilized the land, I planted the seed, so I did have a hand in it. Allah says, there's something you didn't have a hand in. What is that? Water. Water. Human beings have absolutely no hand in what? In the manufacturing, the creation, and the producing of water. That is, and that's what gives everything else life. Without water, you're not going to have any fruit. Without water, that seed will not sprout, it will not germinate, it will not grow into a, it will not grow into a wonderful tree that produces fruit. So that's just one aspect that I wanted to share with you with regards to that personal pronoun, وَمَا عَمِلَتُ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ. Then Allah says, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. They eat of the fruit. They eat of the fruits that we have produced from a dead earth. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Would they not then offer gratitude? Will they not be appreciative for this? Will they not give thanks for this? أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. This is again coming back to what we mentioned earlier. The aspect of studying our food. When we learn of the food, once we were having meals with a senior alim and a senior scholar from South Africa, and because he was invited to the institute, a sumptuous meal was prepared, and fruits were served, and different dishes were served before him. And as he was eating, he looked at us and he says, you know, this food waits to be praised. The food waits to be praised, like how your wife waits to be praised after she prepares a dish for you. We all know she waits for that praise. You may not realize it, but she's waiting for that praise. She wants to hear you say something about the food, something. Because there was effort behind it. Okay, there was some effort, especially in Ramadan. There is that effort that goes into preparing that meal. Right? So, they are waiting for it. They might not ask for it. You might find out when you eat the next meal. And then you realize. But he says, just as that woman who prepared the meal, your mother, your wife, your sister, whoever it is that prepared the meal, just as they are awaiting for that acknowledgement and that praise, a comment to be made about the food, he says the food itself waits for a comment. What a wonderful fruit. What a wonderful meal. What a tasty, sumptuous meal. So this is part of shukr. Acknowledging the ni'mah of Allah, the bounty of Allah. Praising the bounty of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, Inna Allaha la yafrah an ya'kul al-'abdu aklatan fayahmaduhu 'alayha aw yashrab sharbah fayahmaduhu. Allah becomes so happy that when you eat a morsel of food, you say alhamdulillah. When you have a sip of water, you just had one gulp of water and you said alhamdulillah, Allah becomes happy. How easy it is for you and I to earn the happiness of Allah. Let us bring this alhamdulillah into our lives. Such an amazing, amazing statement. And effortlessly we can say alhamdulillah. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the reward of one alhamdulillah, it fills the space between the earth and the heavens. One alhamdulillah. The reward of alhamdulillah. So great and powerful is alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, you know, to understand this, I don't want to go into the whole discussion about alhamdulillah, but there is no other expression through which you can express gratitude and thanks to Allah than alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah covers every form of gratitude and thanks and praise that you can ever imagine of. It's all captured in alhamdulillah. Once Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah. We know Musa was Kalimullah. So he says, Ya Allah, how did Adam ever express his gratitude to you? We know Adam alayhi salam enjoyed privileges that no Nabi, no human being, no creation of Allah enjoyed. What are those privileges? Musa alayhi salam said, Oh Allah, khalaqtahu biyadayk. You molded him with your hands. وَنَفَخْتَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِكِ You blew the spirit into Adam. وَأَمَرْتَ الْمَلَائِكَ فَسَجَدُوا لَهِ You instructed the angels to prostrate to Adam. وَأَدْخَلْتَهُ جَنَّتَكَ And you allowed Adam to enter into paradise. Did any other human enjoy these privileges? No. How did Adam express his gratitude to you for all those ni'mat that he enjoyed? Allah says, Oh Musa, اَعْتَرَفَ أَنَّهُ مِنِّي فَحَمِدَنِي All he said was, Alhamdulillah. All he said was, Alhamdulillah. Because when you say Alhamdulillah, you are thanking Allah, you are praising Allah, and most of all, you are acknowledging that ni'mah came to you from Allah. Alhamdulillah. When you wake up in the morning and you open your eyes, what are the first words that you say? Alhamdulillah. And then you relieve yourself, you come out from the bathroom, what are the first words you say? Ghufranak alhamdulillah alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa'afani. You get dressed. Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani ma uwari bihi awrati wa atajammalu bihi fi hayati. You stand in front of the mirror. Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi. You're acknowledging. And then you get into your vehicle. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, subhanalladhi sakha. Every step of the way, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Don't take this for granted. It is really a very powerful, even if you do not know the entire dua, we all know alhamdulillah. That much we can say, that much we can utter. Every time you experience a ni'mah of Allah, at any given time, as great as it may seem, as insignificant as it may seem, say alhamdulillah. You have fulfilled your duty in as far as expressing gratitude for the bounty is concerned when you say alhamdulillah. So Allah says, afala yashkurun? They are eating the fruits, they are eating the food on a daily basis. Do they not give thanks? Do they not appreciate? سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَزْوَاجَ كُلَّهَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 36, which we will inshallah discuss tomorrow evening. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ